It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
And I'm not telling you. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Brock, Hunter, intern Bryce. It is time for the Plan B After Show podcast. Podcast time.
Podcast.
Here we go. Podcast time.
Here we go.
Hey, dear. The podcast time.
What a weird little intern we have.
Little.
So, that's true. Yeah, that's right. And we're going to call you Tiny. That's what we'll do. We briefly talked about it in sports. We dabbled into it, and then we got out of it. But we brought up the highest paid WNBA player.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also talked about LeBron and how much LeBron makes.
What was that highest NBA? We didn't look it up, but I was guessing it was like 60 grand, I think, if I remember correctly.
I'm going to do highest.
It was like 60 or 75 or something.
WNBA player is, well, the salary cap out at $110,000.
What?
Which is still like water boy for the NFL.
Last year, the average WNBA salary was $71,000.
I mean, honestly, we're laughing at it.
Yeah,
$71,000 is a lot of money.
That is, well, especially to play a game,
dude. That's a lot of money. Yeah. So I'm not shunning that at all. I'm shunning it because it's just so ironic that on the opposite end of the male spectrum that they're getting paid
compared to
20 times more.
The maximum veteran salary for the WNBA is $113,000.
Wow.
The minimum salary for the NBA, $838,000.
Wait, say that one more.
Meanwhile, for the upcoming NBA season, the minimum salary of a professional NBA player.
NBA. Just shy of a mil.
Yep. 800.
Wow.
Yep. There is a big, now again, before we get into, they should make the same and equal pay. You got to look at who's watching what more.
Advertising dollars.
And so that's what it is. You can't justify. Now, if the WNBA had the same kind of advertising and the same kind of, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people would show up to the games.
No joke, right?
Maybe if they started dunking.
I want to see that.
You know?
Layup.
Maybe if they started
layup,
making it rain. I mean, I will say that there are some women that just can really make it rain.
Oh, absolutely fantastic.
So Forbes just released the list of 100 highest paid athletes in the world. Who do you think, what sport do you think has the highest paid athlete?
Let me think about this for a second.
In the world? I'm going to go with soccer. European football.
Football?
Soccer might be up there. Is it like horse racing maybe? I don't know. It's going to be something random.
Intern Bryce is right.
Hey.
The highest paid athlete in the world is Lionel Messi.
Hey,
$127 million.
Yeah, dude. For kicking a ball around.
He's
handsome and a nice guy, so.
Yeah. He's pretty good.
Handsome.
He's pretty good, too.
All right. I'd give him a six.
Well, You know why, though? You know why? It's because there's like a million people that go to each one of those games.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, you get the advertising dollars. You get the spectator dollars. You get money from every different direction.
Money runs the show.
And you can justify that.
Actually, the top three are soccer players. Cristiano Ronaldo, $109 million.
I was going to say Ronaldo's got to be up there.
Neymar, he's soccer as well, $105 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Number four, Canelo Alvarez.
Whoa.
He's a boxer. I've never even heard his name before.
I know Canelo.
Yeah. Roger Federer, $93.4 million. That's
Mayweather's got to be up there.
He's not an athlete. I mean, but he's retired. So I think they're talking about current players.
Yeah. Okay.
Number five, Roger Federer, 93.4. Russell Wilson at number six, 89.5 million.
Whoa. Okay.
Aaron Rodgers, number seven, 89.3. LeBron James at 89 million. He's number eight. Stephen Curry, 79.8. And then Kevin Durant, 65.4.
You know, I really hope LeBron would be on that list because he has single-handedly supported the Cincinnati economy.
Yeah.
He is their economy.
I always go into this where I want to see the full list. Who's number 100? I want to see what the
Tiger Woods has to be up there, doesn't he?
Oh my goodness!
But are they saying just paid from the sport because he doesn't get a lot of money? Oh, he gets a lot of money from the sport, but it's all
scholarships and Nike sponsorships.
God, I hate this. Can you just put it all on one? I gotta go to page.
Oh my goodness!
Let's see. Tiger Woods is number 11.
Okay.
Tiger Woods is number 11. I want to see who number 100 is.
Ben Roethlisberger on
the But anyway, the big thing I want to bring up, and I don't know if we've ever really talked about this, do you think it's justified what these athletes are paid?
I mean, that number comes from somewhere. I guess, dude, everybody watches it. It works itself out. The more people that watch the sport, the more you're going to get paid. Is it just, I don't know.
Real quick, number 100 is Virat Kohli. He's a cricket player. That's a really popular sport, too. India, is it?
Most of the former British colonies. United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand.
All big there.
Yep.
I've always said this, is you're playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not to downplay the physical feats that these athletes are doing. You know, no. I mean, when you got quarterbacks like Rodgers and Brady, you know, putting the ball, you know, winning games, you got soccer players, you know, and not taking away, but it's hard for me to wrap my head around paying someone that much to play a game. The league minimum salary for a professional NBA player, almost $1 million.
Do you think they should do it this way? They should kind of size it up. So, like, what's the word I'm looking for? The repercussions you get from doing that sport. So if you play football, you get paid more because basically you're dying every week.
Yeah.
Because you're getting smoked. like golf. Like, these guys get paid millions and millions of dollars. And, dude, they're
amazing athletes, but really, are you working hard?
They're working hard, but they're not taking a beating.
I mean, at that point, it's a display of skill. You know,
I think you should get
golf is a very technical. You have to be accurate.
Yeah,
I think you should get paid more if there's a chance that you're gonna just get smoked.
Absolutely. Yeah. Physically,
you know,
straight.
Hockey. They should be paying the hockey guys.
Yeah, hockey players probably don't get that much.
Here's my opinion. Put some NFL guys on some skates and see
how they
be.
Do. Yeah,
because hockey, you got to be able to.
Any collision sport should be paid.
Should be paid more.
If you're in a collision sport, because there's a chance, dude, that your life could be ruined at any given moment.
Yeah.
I mean, getting paralyzed.
The risk, yeah.
You know, the risk of doing the actual sport. Like these guys, like, going to pros right away because they don't want to get hurt in college to make that buck, that extra buck. You know, that's a risk, man. You don't see guys in golf, you know, going right to the pros because I don't want to pull my rotator cuff or something. You know, so I think it's situational. I think that the more physical the sport is, the more you should get paid. I think motocross guys should get paid more.
Well, and just think about, like, let's say the average, how many golfers are in, like, the senior PGA?
God, I don't know. 100, 300, maybe.
Like that, for the tournament. For the tournament.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. 70?
But let's say you start golf, you become a professional golfer in your mid-30s, your late 20s, early 30s, and you golf for 30 years and you do all right, you stay on the pros, that's a long career. When you think about a football player who maybe has 10 good years.
Yeah, if.
You know?
But not even that. I think, like, the current average is, like, 3 to 5
years.
Yeah,
it's short.
It's
short.
It's really short.
Like Clay Matthews, big dummy from New England. Tight end.
Oh,
Gronk.
Gronk.
Mm-hmm. Dude, there's a guy. We did that stat. He's only played one full season, and that was his first year. Every other season, he was out. He didn't play a full season. He has made millions.
Absolutely.
Still getting paid, man.
And still getting paid.
You know he hasn't spent a dime of that?
No, because he's used all his endorsement money. Dude, it's smart.
Oh, absolutely.
It's smart. Dude, he's great. He's going to retire at 30 years old.
Well, a lot of NFL players go bankrupt. Oh, yeah. Like, how many years after they retire?
Yep.
And Ferrari gets expensive when you're not catching touchdowns.
That insurance. Now, I also, too, what comes in are these guys, is it justified to pay them what they are? The average NFL team is worth $2.57 billion. The average team. That includes the Browns. I mean, maybe they're not worth that much, but so now you have these players that are, you know, getting this certain amount over years. Maybe it is justifiable because should these guys be ripped off even though they're doing all the work and this team is making, you know, billions of dollars off of their athletic feats? Is that kind of how we justify it?
Billions are a crazy number to wrap your brain around.
It is.
I really got to think about it first. It's $1 million. Like $1 million, $10 million you're paying an athlete. That's chump change if you're worth, what, $3 billion?
Yeah.
I mean, that's chump change.
Yeah, and if you got a 50-man roster,
yeah.
You got staff, you got towel boys, you got athletic coaches, trainers. You got trainers, you got doctors, you got all that stuff. It adds up pretty quick.
It does. So say you spend $1 billion on all of that.
Yeah.
Athletes, facilities,
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
You still have like $2.5 billion.
Yep.
Of overhead.
Yeah. I was looking more for like what the actual NFL itself is worth.
Oh, yeah.
I think I read that number one time.
Because I looked up how much is the NFL worth.
Teddy Roosevelt.
I think they brought it up when they were it was dropping for a while.
And you
there.
Think about, I mean, viewership. Well, think about anything. You want to watch a game? Think about the NFL package, how much that costs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's nuts. Yeah. Advertisers are paying, a Super Bowl commercial is $2 million.
Well, that's where they all get their money from. Yeah. You know, the power is in the advertising and the, you know, the TV watching. So that's where.
But the people wouldn't be watching if it wasn't for the athletes. So now that brings up, going back to my point as I'm doing both sides here.
What do you think?
I think it's too much because it's a game.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's impressive what they do, but it's like, holy shit, how do you justify giving someone that much?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's hard for me to wrap my head around, you know,
Here's another thing, too, though, that I don't think that we're really taking in consideration is all the behind-the-scenes stuff that they got to do.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, we just see the games on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're working their ass off all day, all week. All summer, their whole life.
The truly committed athletes, you know, which if you're in the NFL, you are a cut from a different cloth.
Yeah.
You are, you know, you are a professional athlete. But it's also kind of like the same thing with like movies. Like, your job is to get fit. Like Thor, you know, Chris Hemsworth.
Right.
His job was to memorize some words.
Yeah.
And work out to make sure he's ready to play Thor.
Yeah.
And it's like, how much did he get paid?
A lot.
It's insane.
A lot.
I mean, I don't get paid to go work out at the gym.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I'm trying to compare it. So you got your athlete who we just talked about who works pretty hard behind the scenes on Sundays.
Pretty hard.
What if you compare him to the guy who sits in his office, who is just the head guy, who doesn't do anything? Who's just you know spouting off orders? Sits in a big chair on floor 82 up in that Sears Tower.
Yep.
You know what's that guy doing?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he worked hard to get to that point.
A lot of them didn't.
A lot of them maybe worked.
A lot of them got mommy and daddy's money. They're trust fund kids, and they've just you know.
So it's like you got to look at that too. Like these guys are getting paid just as much, if not more, for doing nothing.
Yep, doing nothing.
I mean, these guys are putting their life on
and
the line.
They get to go to the game every single week.
Yeah.
Like they get awesome press. I mean, they're getting spoiled there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not out there getting hit. I just looked up here. After all those years of schooling and residency, heart surgeons, make it a medium annual salary of $448,000.
$448,000.
So half a million.
For
a heart doctor. But don't you think maybe a heart doctor should make a little more?
I think so.
Don't you think a heart doctor should make...
take a little bit away from the Browns.
Yeah.
And let's give it to the
quarterback. Know. Yeah, that's great. You're slinging a football, and you got to. But a heart surgeon is saving people's lives.
Those guys are no joke. Either,
you know,
man. Did you see that picture online of the heart surgeon and with his assistant
after 24
hours of?
Yeah, wasn't that the first successful heart transplant or something like that? Dude, nuts.
But it's just a bloody room.
Yep,
and it's a guy. It's a heart surgeon sitting in a chair with like his head in his lap.
Yeah,
and then his assistant. Is like literally in the corner.
Asleep.
And literally in the corner, sleeping.
Yep.
Just like passed out.
24 hours straight.
Dude, that picture right there kind of like makes you realize like, damn, dude, these guys. I didn't give a moment, too. Like that guy could have came in at like 2 in the morning.
Yep.
Because somebody needed it right there.
Right there, yep.
You're on
and,
call.
And add in, too, like then you see a guy like Cam Newton who's all pouty and at a press conference or Kaepernick. And it's like. That's where it's kind of off.
Especially Kaepernick.
Yeah,
you're putting a burden on it.
Yeah,
goodness gracious.
You know,
and it kind of does. It makes you, and you see that, and maybe it is that armchair mentality of like, well, you should have made that catch. I can't believe we're paying him this much. Yeah. Obviously, I could never do it. I could never compete at that level.
Mm-hmm.
But is it worth $89 million? Is it worth? Is that guy worth 100? What did I say? 186? But a soccer player,
right?
Well, I'm a collegiate athlete myself right now, and I got to say, like, there are some people that are absolutely instrumental to a team, and it comes down to shoot, if you're paying me how much a year to play soccer, I'm going to play my heart and soul out until I die in the field.
But is it worth $186 million? Because let's say you're an athlete and you have a heart attack. You're going to this guy who's only making half of, I don't know,
well,
half
don't think,
of your endorsement.
I don't think he's going to say, oh, you make more than me. Sorry, I'm going to
you're dying
scenario.
On the table, bro.
How about this scenario, though? Yeah. So say you cut it in half. So instead of making that, you cut it in half. You're only going to make $100,000 a year.
Yep.
This is for the NFL, I'm saying. So now those positions aren't as sought after. Mm-hmm. So you get your high school, college athletes. They're like, oh, well, they cut it. I'm only going to make $100,000. I'm not going to put myself on the line for that.
Yeah, like,
and so what you're really doing then is you're making the NFL almost worse, as in you're not going to get your best of the best.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are going to be cut out of that because they just don't want to sacrifice themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like almost because you're getting paid so much, you're getting the best entertainment value you can get as a viewer because of that.
That is true. And, you know, everything costs money. It does.
Athletes have been continuously getting better at the sport. We have these serious injuries because we go faster, we hit harder, we do these crazy things that were athletes just couldn't do. Like in the 1950s Olympics, doing like two front flips.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And now
that was cool.
But see, now the Olympic athletes, though, they don't get paid to compete in the Olympics.
No.
It comes after you do well, and then you get endorsements.
Yeah,
because isn't like how much, I think a goal, I think maybe they can win some prize money. Do you get money?
I didn't know that.
Competing in the Olympics.
Yeah, like the most important athletic event of the world.
All right, here you go.
In humanity.
I'm not going to pay you.
U.S. Olympians, for example, earn $37,000 for each gold medal, $22,000 for each silver, and $15,000 for each bronze. So you can, but if you don't, think about competing your whole life. You come in fourth, you're not getting anything for that.
Dude, that's
fourth
trash.
In the world.
Yeah, fourth in the world.
Well, also, here's the thing. A lot of athletes that go to the Olympics, they go to world championships first. Those happen every year, the Olympics every four. So they're already the top-notch athletes in the absolute world, and then they go to the Olympics.
And they only get chump change. Now, granted, Michael Phelps is doing great with his endorsements.
Right. Yeah, he's got 1,800 medals.
Yeah, well, he's made a nice chunk off of the gold medals that he's won, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I guess it's just these professional sports. And who's the new baseball player that just got, like, the highest paid cut? What's his name? I'll look it up here. Highest paid.
While we're talking about baseball, Jordan Brewer, if you're out there, played rocket football with that guy. He just got...
Damn it, what's his name?
Selected to play for Houston.
Oh, yeah, we heard about that. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Water League kid, right?
Yeah.
Highest paid.
Or was he St. Joe? I think he was St. Joe.
Yeah, St. Joe.
St. Joe.
Played rocket football with that guy.
Highest paid.
Remember me, baby. No. I'm all right.
What's his name? Not David Price.
Josh something, isn't it?
Well, David
Bryce Harper is pretty
Bryce
up there.
Harper. He just
Bryce
got that.
Harper.
Yeah, Bryce Harper contract. And I'm like, it's a fucking baseball player, man.
$330 million or something.
Yeah, it was nuts. Yeah,
especially with the state of baseball right now. Like, I love playing baseball. I love watching it, but it gets so boring.
How
at
has
some
there
point.
Been, always been so much money in baseball?
It's America's favorite pastime.
Well,
man.
It used to be like mob bosses.
That's what I feel
money.
Like.
Yeah.
I feel like key word there is pastime.
But you look at, like, when the NFL first started, there was a lot of players that had other jobs. Like, they just played football on the weekends. Yeah. Like, it was a club. Mm-hmm. And, of course, obviously, the 1966 Green Bay Packers are different than the 2018 Patriots. I understand that. But you still had really great athletes back then. Mm-hmm. You still had people... think about Walter Payton.
Yeah.
Considered one of the best ever play of the game. Now, he probably didn't have the same 40 speed as some of the guys now, but still a fantastic athlete. He was making chump change compared to what athletes are making now. But the NFL was still very lucrative. It was still a big deal. I know inflation changes and the value of a dollar changes, but I feel like it's just blown so out of proportion now at this point.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Football too. The stuff you got to pay for after, like if you get CTS?
Head injury,
CTS or whatever. I mean, it just doesn't end.
The head trauma.
But is that worth
the
millions of dollars?
No, your health is worth no dollar bill. Yeah. Your health is not worth anything that you can put in your wallet. I'm telling you that much.
But they're choosing to do it, though. That doesn't mean it. Well, I'm choosing to play this game, so I should get, and I'm risking myself, so I should get paid. I don't know. You're choosing to. You know the risk. You don't have to.
You know the risk. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You're right. And you know what? Maybe a lot of them do it for the family. Yeah. Like, I know I'm going to get blasted. I probably am going to get injured, but you know what? My kids are going to live great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have a good career.
There's a heroic sacrifice in that. Uh-huh. You know, humanity has always been interested in its great athletes from Greece to Rome. Like, not a lot of people know, but not people didn't always die in the gladiatorial fights because they were celebrities too.
Yep.
You'd cut the shit out of
gladiators made a good living. Yeah. You could earn your freedom being a gladiator, for God's sake.
Well, like, most of them weren't even slaves. They were I'm going to go to school to learn how to be a gladiator, and then like the city of Rome and the empire will love me.
You were gladiator sweat was like a considered like
they put it in facial creams.
Yeah.
Of the Roman elite.
And you could retire to a very nice life after winning doing a few, you know,
ancient Greece and Rome gives
if
this,
you don't
this
die.
Heroic,
yeah.
You know, if you don't get eaten by a lion or a tiger.
That would kind of suck.
But, yeah, we've always held athletes to this level, and I get it. Like, it's impressive, and we watch them. I mean, like, I go nuts for my Packers. I love them. I love game day. I do. Win, lose, or draw, you know, I still love football. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, how much are we paying these guys?
All right. So here's something we should address before we leave. I think, are you trying to wrap things up?
Oh, whatever.
How much does veterans get paid? How much do our military get paid?
Depending on what rank they retire and how many years of service.
Yeah. Well, so what's the highest? General?
E6? General of the Army, that's during a wartime.
How much wartime position, do but military...
I mean, if we throw that out there, and I understand the athletes, we see them every Sunday, they're entertaining, and they're entertaining, keeping our lives happy and fun.
Yeah.
But come on, guys. What about the guys that are actually sacrificing their lives? You're signing up not for the NFL for Sue to come rip your helmet off, but you're signing up to go overseas to get shot at. I mean, you should get paid.
Yeah.
A small, little under 1% of the U.S. population is in the military. An even smaller percentage of that are actual war fighters there.
And that's, if you're in military, if you see combat, obviously it should be more. But here, like basic pay of salary of officers is received depending on the rank and time service. According to pay effect 2010, an officer in the Army makes between $2,700 and $18,000 per month. Now, again, that depends on your rank, what officer rank you are. But if you think you're just kind of a basic grunt, I mean, you're probably not making, and then it's after the fact.
E2,
that's what,
E3.
I
guess that's pretty good chunk of change. I thought it was less than that.
Yeah.
But I still think they should probably, I mean, dude, take care of these guys.
Half the military that I'm really worried about.
Yeah, well, of course.
You know, when you're in, I don't have experience, but, you know, I have a lot of friends that are in. You're pretty well taken care of, I would say, while you're in active service. But
the median annual salary for EMTs and paramedics was $33,000.
Mm-hmm. These guys are saving lives every single day. My brother-in-law's an EMT.
Yeah.
You should hear some of this guy's stories. I mean, dude.
Oh, it's nuts, man. Sorry, I'm reading up on this stuff.
Pay these guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I know, and like you said, if it's, you're still serving the country, I get that, and we're not getting to that, but you're absolutely right. If someone is, you know, like SEAL Team 6, that should be different than a guy who's doing, you know, Armed Force Radio, right, for example. You know what I mean?
That's
with everything. That's why, you know, you have, you know, the practice squad in the NFL.
Making 100 G's.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But still, God, I would take 100 G's to be on the practice squad. Dude, it's not like you're getting hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like 100 G's for a front row seat, man.
Yeah, no joke.
You know, you're getting paid and I get to hang out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, and wait, no I don't way. Have to go out and have the pressure on myself on Sunday. You know what I mean?
I get to see
my family.
Then you get sprints after practice, though. That sucks.
Wall sits, this is horse shit.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, you know, I just look at, I think, yeah, like our servicemen and women should be paid more than what they are when you look at what a guy who's playing a game is
paid. Yeah, if you compare them to athletes, it's kind of like, ugh.
And same thing with doctors,
it's almost cringy.
You think about the amount of schooling.
Who's that one? He used to do the Daily Show.
Oh, Jon Stewart.
He absolutely grilled the Senate.
I saw that.
On 9/11 firefighters. Yep. He needed.
Well, because people
money
not showing up to the.
Yeah, yeah. For not showing
yeah,
up.
Actually, if you get a chance, John Stewart did a. It was very powerful, very moving. And honestly. Justified.
Absolutely.
His, where he was coming from was completely justified. And but yeah, that is true. We have people in place that, you know, police officers really don't make that much. Teachers, you brought up teachers. They don't get paid dick, man.
Yeah, look what they go through.
You only, you get a lot of the year off.
You though. Do. I will say that. You get summers
and all
that.
But you have to deal with our shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're dealing with kids and you're hoping, and you're trying to make a safe spot for kids and grow them. But
yeah,
they still should
it.
Be paid more, though.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You think about it now, too. Teachers are getting shot at.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. It's. I mean, it's a different world we live in at this point. Yeah. So absolutely. I don't know. It's just it's weird. We were talking about that, and I kind of wanted to look into it. It's what I get paid for doing this, I sometimes think is silly. And it's not like I'm making a lot of money. I really am not. But I'm also just sitting here talking for a living.
Yeah, how much money are you making?
I'm telling you. I don't need you going down to the big man and saying, I need
hey,
a buck to be
paid
more.
He's getting this much. Yeah. Wait, you guys are getting paid?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
no. Yes, Milton. Yes, Milton.
We took care of the mistake. They took care of the air. Anyway, so that's my two cents on that. I just thought it was kind of interesting to see the big difference. And either way, maybe WNBA needs some more advertisers because those girls are.
Dude, I will tuck and dunk for 100 G's a year.
You know what, though? When I was
that's pretty good. Like
I will tuck and dunk.
I will. G's. I never want to hear
sign
that.
Sign me up.
No, you got to lop it off. All right. You gotta lop it
that's
off.
A lot of tucking, I'll tell you.
That's
that
what
much.
You do. Well, I honestly, what are the rules on that? If you identify as a female, can you play?
There was a transgender male to female that played in a women's league, and it was
Juwanna
very
man?
Mixed reaction.
She
was very tall and very strong. He used to play in the. She, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
used to play in
no,
the
it's
NBA.
A he.
She used to play in the NBA.
When they were male, they played in the NBA and then transitioned
wasn't doing
to female.
As well. Well, I've seen that with sprinters. There was that I was reading that article on that once. Or the cyclist. Did you hear about the cyclist?
Oh yeah.
She is now in the women's league and just crushing
absolutely
everybody.
Destroying
just
it.
Destroying
what, it's
everybody.
A dude? It's a dude who lopped it off.
It was a male. Transition, she's a female now. Hunter, no. We have to say that's the right way to say it.
Nope. Not,
but,
not over here. You guys.
But people are people are upset because when he was a he or when she was a he really wasn't doing it. And then he went over to the women's side and she's on the women's side and is just like smoking, like breaking records. Like it's nuts.
Oh, yeah.
It's
and
nuts.
I, you know, and here's the thing, you know, I don't want to get in too hot into this, but it's like, especially in like high school track and you see male who identify as female and they just kill it. And you have to see how bad that physiological girls are just seeing that.
Yeah.
Going, well, there goes my whole career. Yeah. Like, I won't be able to get, like, go to college to track for this now.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
I think that's a congratulations.
cheating the system, I guess, in that sense. If it means that much getting that high school racing trophy, you know, but if it gets you a scholarship, I don't know.
Does America not have morals anymore? Did we just get rid of that?
We just there's nothing more. There's nothing morally wrong with identifying however you want to identify.
Yeah, but
if
you tell me
to refer to you as this, I will refer to you as
that's
that.
Fine.
Yeah,
but also you have to like it was that UFC fighter who was the female that transitioned. And
UFC
didn't she
fighter.
End up like didn't she end up like fracturing a lady's skull?
Just smashing people.
So it was a guy transitioned to female, then got into the octagon.
Social justice made it so before it used to be men won in their category and women won in their category. Mm-hmm. Now it's social justice brought us to when men win everything.
Yeah. Well, if you're not doing good on the man side, you know. But you don't see any women transitioning to men and competing on the man's side. It just I don't think there's any cases of that.
Yeah, it's because you'll get smashed. Yeah. Because you'll get smashed. Come on, America. How is this even a thing? is this even happening?
I think it will become more of a conversation where it will be even if or maybe there has to be a certain amount of years you've had to have transitioned over to. It's not like, oh, yeah, you just got the old, you
and
know.
Then you're at that point, you're policing people's.
That's true.
That's
where's the line? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
So I know I just discovered with the bodybuilder thing we talked about a few weeks ago. So there's a bodybuilder that's it's a dude who talked or got the surgery or whatever, and is smashing records in body lift or whatever, powerlifting. That's what it is. So I found out the other day he didn't want to compete in the female thing. They made him because he's taking estrogen. So once you swallow or inject whatever however you do it, you have to compete in female sports.
So wait, so he transitioned. So she wanted to compete still on the male side.
Right. He wanted to compete in the male thing because his DNA is a male. But he started taking estrogen to become a woman, and they were like, well, no, you can't anymore. You started taking estrogen, you got to. So it's not even the guy's fault.
Yeah.
It's like in the rule book.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, and that'll be with everything, with all athletics, as the game changes. I mean, now you look at the NFL. They get new rules every year. It changes.
Yeah.
And I could see that happening as we see this become, I don't want to say trend, that's a bad word for it, but as more and more people feel comfortable, as that community feels more comfortable, you know, the LGBT community is more accepted in the athletic world, is open. I could see that happening. It'll be interesting to see how it affects the sports.
Absolutely.
It already is, you know. And now, even like you said, at a high school level.
Oh, yeah.
At a high school level, you're seeing
even
that,
with, like, having female referees for predominantly male sports, you know, football especially.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Do you ever have because if she's on her period, she's going to be way more judgmental and moody when it comes to plays. Right. That was mean. Flag.
Looked at him.
You wrestled. Did you ever have to wrestle a girl?
I did.
No. You did?
I did. Yep. And it was one of the, it was only in middle school. I only had to wrestle one girl. It was in middle school. And I barely beat her because I was so nervous the whole time. Because all in my head, and that's, it either, so if you win, okay, big whoop, you beat a girl. Yeah. If you lose, oh my God, you lost to a girl.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I think I only beat her by like 4 points, and it went the full thing because I was like nervous and like, where do I grab?
How do I grab?
I went in like this, and that was wrong.
Oh no! So,
but it was middle school though, and that was like the scariest thing for a middle schooler.
Oh, absolutely.
All my friends were like, "Don't lose, Brock! Don't lose!" And I was like, "Oh my God, if I lose, I'm gonna have to leave town."
Yeah,
you know,
right.
So I gotta move, man.
Dang.
So, how much do wrestlers make?
Oh God, nothing. Man, zero. Nothing. They make.
Well, actually, the freestyle community is kind of is really lucrative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd wrestle win a lot of tournaments.
I'd wrestle a girl once.
Yeah.
Pin that bitch in like 20 seconds.
Yeah, fuck.
Dude, seriously. I was
that in middle school or high school?
That was middle school.
Middle school. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm like, I don't care. Hey, if you're going to sign up to wrestle me, you're going to get the full treatment.
You're going to get,
You know, and I did too. Even the coach was like, damn, dude. Like,
bah!
Right. I gator rolled her hard.
Oh.
She shot in. I sprawled. And I almost choked her out. I'm serious.
I was worried about getting a boner.
You know, everybody said that too. You know,
is he have a boner?
Because, dude, the singlets don't hide much.
They don't hide much.
No, they really don't. You know, I look pretty good in a singlet, but
I bet you
what,
do. I bet
prove
you do.
I got really scared about wrestling a girl. So this was my junior year, but I had just gotten over mono, and I was coming back, and they're like, Bryce, you, like, wrestle in the JV tournament so you can, like, I don't know, do something physical.
Yeah.
And I saw a pretty, by the way, I'm a heavyweight, so.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. I'm like, I don't
gotta
know if I want to see the girls that would
she
be in your weight
class.
She was
pretty husky, and I was really worried, and I'm like, oh, not that I would lose to her, but I'm like, I've never wrestled a girl in the heavyweight, in the heavyweight class ever.
Was she Mexican?
No.
Jesus, Hunter.
She was they're good wrestlers.
She was of Caucasian complexion.
Thick white broad. I like it.
Holy moly. Yeah. She was short and wide. And I said, how does your body even do that? Okay.
How do I take that down? I'm not sure. You know, weevil wobble.
Went right to the banana split.
Anyway, so we got on a totally different topic there. So perfect, wonderful.
That's what podcasts are for.
Is that a good stopping place? Yeah. I think that'll work. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to explore more on the website, wirx.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. All right, we'll see you guys next time.